Good morning, Edgewater family. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We obviously we're doing something a little bit different this morning, but we want to welcome you here to Edgewater Covenant Church. And as we share a wonderful church potluck brunch, and we are going to eat our food first, and then we've got a couple of things that we'll do a little bit after that we eat. So I want to pray for our meal, and then I'll give a couple of instructions, and then we'll get going, all right? So let's pray. Father, we thank you so much. We thank you for the ability to gather here this morning to worship and fellowship together. Thank you that you have given us this beautiful day. We thank you for the food that people have brought, the hands that have prepared it. Will you bless our time together? Maybe we'd be changed the moment that we leave these doors to make a difference in your world. For Jesus' sake. And the church said, amen. But we hope that everyone got enough food this morning. And we are going to do things a little bit different. We've got a couple songs we're going to sing. And then we've got just a couple of announcements to make sure everybody's on the same page. And we are also going to honor some of the students who are graduating today. So we'll have Ezra come up in a little bit. So I'm going to open with a word from Scripture, from Hebrews chapter 10. It says, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, like today, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." I just want to say a couple of quick things. A reminder that we are not here the next 2 weeks, so if you show up to Black Diamond, you won't even be able to get in because the gate will be locked, and then you'll be disappointed. We are going to be in Contra Loma Regional Park. I put the address the same place we were last summer for a couple Sundays. So June 23rd and June 30th, we're going to be there. We are starting at our earlier time, 10 a.m., because it's an outdoor and we don't want to get too hot, all right? So we're looking forward to those services out there. And remember, it does cost to park there. So if that is a burden for you, please talk to me after the service. We'll make sure that you're covered. And also bring an outdoor chair, something to sit on, or a blanket. But outdoor chairs are probably the best. I think they have benches there, but I can't remember exactly, if anyone remembers. Okay, they have some picnic tables, but we don't know exactly where we're going to be located. So if you go to the park, just drive into the far west end and walk past the swim building, and we'll be over there in the little grove with the trees that they have there. All right? So we're looking forward to that the next couple of Sundays. Also, coming up, starting Friday, is camp. Summer camp. And we have a whole bunch of students that are headed off to camp this year. And I'm trying to find where I put it. I don't know where I put it. Anyway, over on the table over there, we have prayer cards. So if you do not have one yet, those are available to take, and so that you can be praying for one of our students who is headed off to camp this summer. And that way we can be supporting them leading up to camp and all throughout camp. And this year camp is Friday through Tuesday, correct? All right, I want to have Ezra come on up and say a couple things for.
Hey everybody, yeah, so we're excited about camp. It's a different time. For I don't know how many years, camp is the first day of camp has been Father's Day. So this is the first Father's Day that I've been in town. So it's really exciting to see the neat stuff that you guys do on Father's Day involving food. So also another need that we have that we're still kind of figuring out is because of the distance of the drive to Badger, California, is like 4.5 hours. It's better for us to be driving one way and then driving back rather than some of you guys like driving in. That's 9 hours of time. So if if anybody has an available vehicle that seats seven, that would mean that would be one fewer driver that we'd need to have. Also, I want to celebrate the graduates this year. They were all, we had more invited than are here today, but I want Ezra and Nilo to come up just to recognize. Yes? Just because you're a graduate. So I just wanted to say, Nilo, I heard that you really like this this ice cream restaurant that's nearby your house, but they were out of gift certificates, so we gave you the universal gift card of a $20 bill. No issues with that being accepted. And Ezra, Chipotle. Yeah. So I just want to thank you guys, for being here at church or youth group. Also, Camden couldn't make it. He's got a church of his own that his family goes to, so we'll catch him at youth group on Tuesday. But I'm so excited that you got past this milestone and that there's much more of your life to look forward to and how God can work with you in all these unknown chapters with ups and downs. And so I just want to pray a blessing over you guys and then move on to whatever's next. God, thank you so much for Ezra and for Nilo. You've placed them here in Pittsburgh or Antioch, in the many places that Edgewater and or Wired Youth Group is active. And so, Lord, I just pray that you would bless them in their next steps, in their decisions, as there's so many crossroads coming up in their lives, just help them to lean on you for understanding, for the decision-making, and not so much of the people around them or the world who might oppose the things that you are blessing. And you know enough to light our path in a way that could be counterintuitive. So just bless them and know that as a church, we're praying for them as they make all these next critical decisions of adulthood. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I'm going to have to steal that line eventually, the universal gift card, the $20 bill. That's a good one. We really want to make sure that we are covering all of our students in prayer as they go forward, both this week and into the coming seasons. And then next month in July, we'll have a group of our older students that are headed down to San Diego for Unite, which is the Covenant gathering. And they're actually doing one gathering, but in two locations. So we're gonna be on the West Coast gathering, and then there's one that's gonna be meeting in the Midwest. And that was a wonderful opportunity to go with some students the last time. We had a great time down there, and we'll look forward to sending another group down in later July, I believe. I think it's later July. All right, and you get to go down to San Diego. I mean, who doesn't love San Diego? You know, beautiful, beautiful area. So I'm wearing a shirt today called Three Strands Strong, and this is one of the initiatives in the Covenant Church, and it's many of you know the verse from Ecclesiastes. Some of you have even said that you had this at your wedding, or you've used it in an anniversary or something like that before. And in the Covenant, we talk about it as a partnership between our denomination and then our local conference, and then our local church, and that together we are actually better. So we're three strands strong. One of the ways that we develop partnerships is by not just focusing locally here, like in Pittsburgh and Antioch and the East Bay, but also to see what God is doing in the broader world. And I know, for instance, we have Beverly back there, who's had the opportunity to serve overseas before in Cameroon. And Rebecca and myself have served overseas in Spain. And we are so excited to be able to welcome, well, church, as we prepare to go, just a reminder, be praying for our students as they head off this Friday to camp. And a reminder, next Sunday and the Sunday after, we're at Contra Loma Park. And so if you are not sure where that is, look it up. I put it on the song sheet for you with the details about that. And now as we prepare to go receive these words. Thanks be to God, for you love the Christ whom you have never seen. Be glad, be open, and the Christ whom you have never seen will appear all around you. Amen and amen. Church, have a wonderful week. I look forward to seeing you next week, and go in peace.